Numbers 10, verses 11 through chapter 11, verse 35, from the New Living Translation. The Israelites leave Sinai. In the second year after Israel's departure from Egypt, on the 20th day of the second month, the cloud lifted from the tabernacle of the covenant. So the Israelites set out from the wilderness of Sinai and traveled on from place to place until the cloud stopped in the wilderness of Paran. When the people set out for the first time, following the instructions the Lord had given through Moses, Judah's troops led the way. They marched behind their banner, and their leader was Nashon, son of Amminadab. They were joined by the troops of the tribe of Issachar, led by Netanel, son of Zuar, and the troops of the tribe of Zebulun, led by Eliab, son of Helon. Then the tabernacle was taken down, and the Gershonite and Merarite divisions of the Levites were next in the line of march, carrying the tabernacle with them. Reuben's troops went next, marching behind their banner. Their leader was Eleazar, son of Shedeur. They were joined by the troops of the tribe of Simeon, led by Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, and the troops of the tribe of Gad, led by Eliasaph, son of Deuel. Next came the Kohathite division of the Levites, carrying the sacred objects from the tabernacle. Before they arrived at the next camp, the tabernacle would already be set up at its new location. Ephraim's troops went next, marching behind their banner. Their leader was Elishama, son of Ammihud. They were joined by the troops of the tribe of Manasseh, led by Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, and the troops of the tribe of Benjamin, led by Adaban, son of Gideoni. Dan's troops went marching last, marching behind their banner, and serving as the rear guard for all the tribal camps. Their leader was Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. They were joined by the troops of the tribe of Asher, led by Pagiel, son of Ochran, and the troops of the tribe of Naphtali, led by Ahira, son of Enan. This was the order in which the Israelites marched, division by division. One day, Moses said to his brother-in-law, Hobab, son of Reuel the Midianite, "We are on our way to the place the Lord promised us. For he said, 'I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well. For the Lord has promised wonderful blessings for Israel.' But Hobab replied, 'No, I will not go. I must return to my own land and family.' 'Please don't leave us,' Moses pleaded. 'You know the places in the wilderness where we should camp. Come be our guide. If you do, we'll share with you all the blessings the Lord gives us.'" They marched for 3 days after leaving the mountain of the Lord, with the Ark of the Lord's covenant moving ahead of them to show them where they should stop and rest. As they moved on each day, the cloud of the Lord hovered over them. And whenever the ark set out, Moses would shout, "Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. Let them flee before you." And when the ark was set down, he would say, "Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel." The people complained to Moses. Soon, the people began to complain about their hardship, and the Lord heard everything they said. Then the Lord's anger blazed against them, and he sent a fire to rage among them, and he destroyed some of the people in the outskirts of the camp. Then the people screamed to Moses for help, and when he prayed to the Lord, the fire stopped. After that, the area was known as Taberah, which means the place of burning, because fire from the Lord had burned among them there. Then the foreign rabble who were traveling with the Israelites began to crave the good things of Egypt, and the people of Israel also began to complain. "Oh, for some meat," they exclaimed. "We remember the fish we used to eat for free in Egypt, and we had all the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic we wanted. But now our appetites are gone. All we ever see is this manna." The manna looked like small coriander seeds, and it was pale yellow like gum resin. The people would go out and gather it from the ground. They made flour by grinding it with handmills or pounding it in mortars. Then they boiled it in a pot and made it into flat cakes. These cakes tasted like pastries baked with olive oil. The manna came down on the camp with the dew during the night. Moses heard all the families standing in the doorways of their tents whining, and the Lord became extremely angry. Moses was also very aggravated. Moses said to the Lord, "Why are you treating me, your servant, so harshly? Have mercy on me. What did I do to deserve the burden of all these people? Did I give birth to them? Did I bring them into the world? Why did you tell me to carry them in my arms like a mother carries a nursing baby? How can I carry them to the land you swore to give their ancestors? Where am I supposed to get meat for all these people? They keep whining to me, saying, 'Give us meat to eat.' I can't carry all these people by myself. The load is far too heavy. If this is how you intend to treat me, just go ahead and kill me. Do me a favor and spare me this misery." Moses chooses 70 leaders. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Gather before me 70 men who are recognized as elders and leaders of Israel. Bring them to the tabernacle to stand there with you. I will come down and talk to you there. I will take some of the spirit that is upon you, and I will put the spirit upon them also. They will bear the burden of the people along with you, so you will not have to carry it alone. And say to the people, 'Purify yourselves, for tomorrow you will have meat to eat. You were whining, and the Lord heard you when you cried, "Oh, for some meat. We were better off in Egypt." Now the Lord will give you meat, and you will have to eat it. And it won't be for just a day or two, or for 5 or 10 or even 20. You will eat it for a whole month, until you gag and are sick of it. For you have rejected the Lord who is here among you, and you have whined to him, saying, 'Why did we ever leave Egypt?'" But Moses responded to the Lord, "There are 600,000 foot soldiers here with me, and yet you say, 'I will give them meat for a whole month?' Even if we butchered all our flocks and herds, would that satisfy them? Even if we caught all the fish in the sea, would that be enough?" Then the Lord said to Moses, "Has my arm lost its power? Now you will see whether or not my word comes true." So Moses went out and reported the Lord's words to the people. He gathered the 70 elders and stationed them around the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. Then he gave the 70 elders the same spirit that was upon Moses. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. But this never happened again. Two men, Eldad and Medad, had stayed behind in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but they had not gone out to the tabernacle. Yet the Spirit rested upon them as well, so they prophesied there in the camp. A young man ran and reported to Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' assistant since his youth, protested, "Moses, my master, make them stop." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them all." Then Moses returned to the camp with the elders of Israel. The Lord sends quail. Now the Lord sent a wind that brought quail from the sea and let them fall all around the camp. For miles in every direction, there were quail flying about 3 feet above the ground. So the people went out and caught quail all that day and throughout the night, and all the next day too. No one gathered less than 50 bushels. They spread the quail all around the camp to dry. But while they were gorging themselves on the meat, while it was still in their mouths, the anger of the Lord blazed against the people, and he struck them with a severe plague. So that place was called Kibroth Hattaavah, which means graves of gluttony, because there they buried the people who had craved meat from Egypt. From Kibroth Hattaavah, the Israelites traveled to Hazeroth, where they stayed for some time.
Thanks for listening to the On-Ramp Daily Bible Reading. Discover the New Living Translation Bible for a clear understanding of God's Word. You can begin your transformative journey with NLT. Text JOURNEY to 67101. The On-Ramp is a podcast production from Hope Media Group.